For what it's worth, I'm Sherry Preston. The Toy Hall of Fame nominees have been announced. You really do have to be of a certain age to remember this.
It's Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Press this lever. He throws a right.
Or even this.
Sunshine Bears happy all year through. And Share Bear has enough for two.
And this is only well known because of the remake.
The Transformers.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Care Bears, and Transformers all nominated for induction into the Toy Hall of Fame. Alongside them, The Coloring Book, Pinball, Dungeons & Dragons, Uno, and Nerf. Also there, seven-time nominee and seven-time loser, perennial favorite, the Fisher-Price Little People. The Swing is nominated. Oh, and this, Bubble Wrap. How many hours of fun have kids had with that? About as many as with the stick and the cardboard box, which are already in the Toy Hall of Fame. This year's inductees will be announced in November. For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
There you go, Craig. Though I think adults have a lot more fun with bubble wrap sometimes with kids. We're going to find out about these nominees with Chris Bench from The Strong, where the Toy Hall of Fame is located in Rochester, New York. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
So I think the adults are going to lobby for bubble wrap, my opinion only, and... why do you think the little people have been so maligned? Is it because there's too many of them? We don't get close to them because they're sort of, you know, I don't know. What do you think the reason is?
They're little. They're easy to overlook. Maybe that's part of it. But, you know, every year it's such tough competition. And maybe this will be their lucky year finally.
Well, Chris, we have a dozen nominees. Take us through that nominating process. How do we get to these 12?
We had nominations for more than 780 different toys from more than 4,000 people. So people send us ideas, and we at the Strong Museum boil that down to the 12 that best meet our criteria, which are longevity, recognition factor, and toys and games that encourage learning, creativity, and discovery. So really good play value.
And they vary from sort of the generic to the very specific, don't they?
That's right. There are things like bubble wrap, which is actually branded, but the swing and pinball are things that are really broad categories that can cover a lot of territory.
Does it follow sometimes the induction related to who's growing up, who's nostalgic at that moment?
It does, and we see that in the toy business in cycles, sort of a 30-year cycle, when parents who are having their kids want to return to the classic playthings that they grew up with. So that's where we see things like Care Bears enjoying a resurgence.
You have in here Coloring Book, Dungeons and Dragons, two things that couldn't be sort of so diverse, one so simple, one so complicated.
Both of them are play on your mind and your imagination and how you picture that coloring book getting filled in. And I love the coloring book this year because it is having such a boom for adults. At the supermarket on Saturday, there was a whole wall devoted to coloring books for grown-ups.
Well, we talked last year when that crayon might be getting lonely, right? What good is a crayon without a coloring book?
We got to help Crayola Crayons out, which were one of the inductees early on in the Toy Hall of Fame. So just like Barbie was in there and she needed a date, and boy, G.I. Joe came along and Raggedy Ann was in, and then later Raggedy Ann joined her. So there are matches that need to happen.
One of the items is primarily outdoors, the swing. And Chris, tell us a little bit about the history of the swing. There's much more to it than just something in the backyard.
Swings are one of those items that goes back probably to prehistory. It's something that's been part of pleasure and play, that kinetic motion. As you get older, maybe your inner ear can't take as much of that, like roller coasters, but it's something that bridges generations, toddlers in a playground, senior citizens in a swing on a front porch. It really covers so many of us.
Now, I see on the front page for the Toy Hall of Fame on their website, you kind of have a collection of the nominees. Are those when you kind of put something in the museum, do you have to go out and find the perfect representation? for each of those?
We do. We have more than 450,000 items in the museum's collection to draw upon, but still we sometimes don't have the perfect photo-ready Nerf ball, for example, or the swing that really looks good for a photo layout. So we are always adding to the collection. This year so far we've added more than 5,000 items to the Strong Museum's holdings.
Chris, Bruce is the proud owner of the Rock'em Sock'em robots.
You have to say original Rock'em Sock'em robots that came with the giant box that opens up to show like an arena of spectators ready to watch the blue bomber and the red, whatever his name is.
So if you need that, Bruce, I'm sure would be happy to,
It would have to be on loan. It would be after one of those on loan from the collection of Bruce Van Dyke. By the way, it has the original scorecard too.
Cool.
It's amazing. I thought that toy disappeared for a while. Then I realized it was still on the shelf, but they were able to repackage the giant thing into a small, basically boot size box, which they've done to a lot of toys. They kind of been able to get them all into the equal size, probably for shelf purposes. But I'm looking at Care Bears. These were like greeting cards, right? I mean, that's kind of the beginning of them.
Yes, they started out with American Greetings, and they were greeting cards. They were a Saturday morning cartoon. They were spin-off three-dimensional toys, and their message of concern and love has been one that's tapped into lots of people's tastes and playthings and their personal emotions.
Right below alphabetically on here from Care Bears is Clue. Now, you have got a lot, Monopoly's in there, right? What other board games are currently in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Well, Twister got inducted last year, right, if you want to think of that as a board game. So Scrabble and Candyland.
Okay. But now you have Clue.
Yeah, Clue is so much in our minds. If you say that somebody bumped off Miss Scarlet in the parlor with a candlestick, everybody knows exactly what you're talking about.
Right. Unless they mention conservatory, and then as a 10-year-old, you're going, what the heck is a conservatory? I understand the billiard room and that part of it, but board games are always possible. Are board games still popular? You probably, at the Strong, kind of get a sense of what people are doing. Do board games still have a place in our life?
They do. In fact, one of the fastest growing areas of the world of toys and games is tabletop games, whether that's collaborative games like Settlers of Catan or really competitive ones like Monopoly. They are ways that people socialize and get together in physical space. So that's something that even the best electronic game can't necessarily compare with.
So, Chris, now we have our dozen nominees. Where do we go from here?
We would love to hear all your listeners put in their 2 cents. We've got an online poll at toyhalloffame.org. But the people who are making the final decision are actually our National Selection Committee, a group of about 24 experts. They are the ones who are placing the final votes, and it's the results of their input that will get announced on Thursday, November 10th.
What does this room look like? Do they get to sample them? Do they just have to read about them? What do they do to encourage their votes?
They get histories of each of the toys. They get photographs to prompt their memories if they haven't been thinking about these recently. They are called upon to tap into their expertise as historians, as people in child development, or knowledge of how the toy industry operates. So they pull that all together, they rank their top 3 choices, and we pull those together in our own version of the Electoral College.
And this year, of course, if there's any kind of conflicts, they can settle it with a Rock'em Sock'em robot game.
I want to see that happen.
By the way, the blue one has the looser head. It seems to be, if I was playing with kids, I always know which one had the head that stayed on a little bit longer. You always have to get the inside scoop of
Home court advantage.
Exactly.
Hey, Chris, tell us a little bit about the Strong for people who have not been there. Rochester, New York is kind of like a one-tang trip from here. What's it like?
A strong museum fills an entire city block. The museum is 287,000 square feet. We have so much for people to do. It's not just a place that you look at things. You get to play here. And last fall, we redeveloped our Toy Halls of Fame gallery. We put $4 million into it. It's a dazzling gallery with videos and computerized versions of these classic playthings, as well as a plain old twister board on the floor, so you can make a fool of yourself in a public space.
On a personal note, do we have slot cars in there yet?
We don't, but I can add you to the list of nominations for 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, see, Craig, now you got to start.
I'm going to work on that.
Stumping for the slot cars.
Yeah.
By the way, Craig, I know you're an Elvis fan, and I was reading here that there apparently is an Elvis Uno that exists out there somewhere.
I did not know that.
Apparently, they've branded Uno with a lot of different type of celebrities as well. But Uno, the card game, is also up there. I was never good at that game, so I'm not too keen on that particular. You know, it's funny, Chris. There's some toys that have bad memories attached to them. Right? I mean, not
they
all.
They do.
It's either the toy that, you know, that someone else got that you didn't get, or one that you got and there was some other life tragedy that connected to it. But the Nerf, Bubble Wrap, Care Bears, Clue, Coloring Book, Dungeons and Dragons, Fisher Price, Little People. Go, Little People. Come on. There's too many of them. I think that's what it is. They're like. Nobody, there's no, I don't, can you name the little people? Do they have names? They're sort of, they're not faceless. Some of them are after a while, but Nerf, Pinball, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Swing, Transformers, and Uno, those are the 2016 National Toy Hall of Fame finalists.
Chris, one last thing. Every year I ask about one of my favorites, the stick. I'm very concerned about the stick's health. You know, you've got bugs, brittle, you know, time goes. How's the stick doing?
Is doing just fine. Fortunately, we have a climate-controlled space and professional conservators at the museum, so don't worry about the stick, at least within the Strong Museum.
You're not turning the stick into a sissy, are you? Come on, a stick, you got to at least have something on the stick. You can't just keep it, otherwise it looks like a pool cue after a while.
Well, we've got one of my favorite sticks that came from a college-age kid. He had saved it in the attic. It has duct tape around the base of it. It is a lightsaber. So it's a nice stick, and you could really whack someone good with that.
That's the quality of a good stick, one that lasts a long time as well. Chris, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much.
Always fun.
Chris Bench from The Strong in Rochester, New York. The Toy Hall of Fame is looking for you to check them out and visit them. And again, the nominations are out.